carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Amen. That's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Lord, I forgive everyone I have had issues with. Help me to love, please. I guess some of my sources are not good anymore. Jesus began, I am always your best source. The sooner you come to grips with that, the better. And I mean that in all charity, beloved one. All the armies are poised for war, and that is a fact. Poised means expectantly waiting. Timing is of the essence, and my Father is in charge of that. In the meantime, there is much work for you to do. When things go south on you like they did last night, continue to press in the next day. Breakthrough will come to those who persevere. It is attainable. Would I give you a task to do without providing all you need? The answer is no. I would not do such a thing. One of the reasons I picked you was that you were stubborn, in the right way. That translates to persevering doggedly. Breakthrough comes to those who persevere. Follow your heart, beloved. Follow the song in your heart. Settle into it and savor its meaning. Each of your songs has so much meaning, and I want you to sing them because of your heart and who you are. I do not want another taking your place. You have the anointing to sing your songs. I have seen to that. So don't give in to discouragement. Keep plodding along. Just like the mother sea turtle that returns to the place of her birth, your songs will take you home. The home in my heart. Not only that, but I will also take others home to my heart. Lord, what is on your heart today? Getting you up on your feet again. That is my focus, and also ministering to those who are dying. And to be transparent with you, spending quality time with me. I miss you, Claire. I want all of you to know that the sweetness of our relationship should come before all else. I am quite concerned, Lord, that they are not getting what they need and what you want them to get. And who do you think put that thought in your mind? Please, Lord, instruct me. They should all be in bed by 9 p.m. I opened to the Bible promises and received confirmation. The Lord continued, 10 p.m. is the absolute minimum. In the winter, they need more sleep. The only thing I would say to them and to you is please do not be discouraged by fatigue and sickness. As you think of the plight of others, just thinking it and wanting to help, I use your physical ailments as a lever to release graces, like a catapult. My dear ones, nothing goes to waste in your religious life. I take into account and receive with great joy every hardship you suffer and apply it to the cries of your heart. In this way, nothing is wasted. I also do this with souls who have not as yet received me. It is the economy of salvation that humankind is bonded together. And when one suffers, all suffer. But most of all, every sigh in your heart that you have for the plight of others, every single sigh is a prayer and catalogued as such by the angels. It is your love for your brothers and sisters, no matter what their religious state. Your love is the very censer that carries your sighs like incense to the very throne. It does not have to be a formal prayer, although these carry with them great power. It is your heart of love and empathy for them that causes the sacred smoke to rise up to heaven's throne. I want all of you to get into the habit of recognizing when your sighs are heard. And I also want you to recognize the particular trial you are going through at the time. My brides, all of this works to release graces into the suffering one's lives. You will feel better and reach out to more if you are aware of this. You do not always have to be kneeling in prayer to be heard by the Father. When you come to heaven, you will see, dear ones, how these things send off a wave of vibration that many are aware of, depending on their interests. And that was the end of his message. Nazi death camp survivor and servant of God, Corrie ten Boom, once said, "We never know how God will answer our prayers, but we can expect that he will get us involved in his plan for the answer. If we are true intercessors, we must be ready to take part in God's work on behalf of the people for whom we pray." Amen.